Shalom Aleichem for Gimel Nisan, and it's also April 1st out in Gullis. We are continuing with Mishnah Yomi in Chapter 4 of Eduyot, Mishnah 4 and 5. And Mishnah Dalet here really continues something we started talking about yesterday with a forgotten pile of grain. Recall that when they're harvesting, if they forget a bundle of grain in the field, it needs to be left there for the poor people to take it. Yesterday we saw Beit Shammai was makel that a very large, noticeable bundle of grain was not considered shicha, was not considered forgotten for the poor. Now Mishnah Dalet adds, ha'omer shehu somuch legapa. What if they left one bundle of grain next to the stone wall, legodish, to the fence, lebakar, next to their animals, lekalim, next to their tools, their harvesting or their plowing tools, and they left it there when they brought in the other piles, but they're going to go back anyway for their tools, or it's somewhere they're going to remember. So Beit Shammai Omrim Eino Shecha. It's not legally something forgotten that must be permanently left for the poor. Beit Hillel Omrim Shecha. Beit Hillel says even if it's near a landmark or something they're going to go back for, it is still considered a bundle that must be left for the poor. It's considered forgotten. Now onto Mishnah Hay, which the Kehati reminds us we saw in Peah chapter 7 and Meiser Sheni chapter 5. Kerem Revai, the fourth year fruits. If you have a vineyard, the first 3 years, vineyard or fruit trees, the first 3 years are Orla, and that fourth year is called Kerem Revai. And we're going to see it as a special halacha, which is very similar to Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is the tithe that is taken up to Yerushalayim, eaten in Yerushalayim, or as we've seen, redeemed onto currency, and then the money is taken to Yerushalayim to buy food or korbanot there. But how much is this fourth year fruit, the Kerem Revai, like Meiser Sheni? So Beit Shammai Omrim, Ein Lo Chomesh Ve'Ein Lo Bir. Beit Shammai says there's no 20% addition, and there's no bior, means removal. Now what's going on here is if somebody redeems his own personally grown Meiser Sheni produce onto money, there is a surcharge. The chomesh means one-fifth. It's really one-fifth of the total, or 25% of the actual Meiser if he redeems his own Meiser Sheni. And lo bior means on these, in year four and year seven, Erev Pesach in the Shemitah cycle, all of the tithes, the maaserot, need to be removed from the house, and someone must declare, yes, I have properly removed the tithes and taken the tithes as appropriate. So Beit Shammai is saying these laws do not apply to Kerem Revai, even though Kerem Revai, like Meiser Sheni, does go up to be consumed in Yerushalayim. Beit Hillel Omrim, Beit Hillel disagrees. They say, yesh lo chomesh, yesh lo bir. They say it's just like Meiser Sheni. It has these stringencies. Beit Shammai Omrim, they add Yeshlo Peret v'Yeshlo Olalot, that the fourth year grapes specifically have these halachot of Perot and Olalot. Now these are grape clusters that don't form normally, or the itty-bitty grapes that you wouldn't really bother to pick if they're just left there by themselves. Now these also, like the Shichcha we just mentioned in Mishnah Dalet, have to be left for the poor. So in a normal situation, these Perot and Olalot grapes are left for the poor, but if it was Meiser Sheni, they wouldn't be left for the poor. So he's saying it's not fully like Meiser Sheni. So what do they do? Anim podim la'atzman. So poor people should take this peret and ololot, these certain types of grapes, and they should redeem them and eat them themselves. Beit Hillel Omrim, Beit Hillel disagrees. Kulo legat. All of it goes into the wine press, meaning the owner of this vineyard or this orchard, he takes all of the fruits for himself. He wouldn't have to be concerned with the gifts to the poor because it's Meiser. And if something is like Meiser, and he's saying Kerem Revai is just like Meiser Sheni, then Meiser is not obligated in gifts to the poor like Shicha or the Peretz and Olalot in the case of the grapes. So again, Beit Hillel is holding that Kerem Revai is just like Meiser Sheni. Shar Kochachem, Tizkut HaMitzvot.